the Cowboys are making plans for the next annual Cow Cruise. So now is the time to make plans to join us, as more details of the date and destination will be coming soon. Over the past years, the Cow Cruise has become synonymous with beautiful scenery, world-class cuisine, the best camaraderie around, and the most outstanding entertainment in the cowboy culture. The best part of the whole Cow Cruise is the like-minded, down-to-earth people you will meet and travel the globe with, who become instant, lifelong friends. Stay tuned for the upcoming official announcement of the next annual Cow Cruise and make plans now to join us.
Howdy, boys and girls, it's Waddy Mitchell, and I'm telling you that you're right where you should be, Clear Out West Radio.
That's right, Waddy Mitchell. You are listening to Clear Out West Radio Show, and he's tuned in just in time for Farrier's File.
Well, in honor of buyer beware.
Yeah.
Look at the hoof.
There you go.
If you see heat rings, I call them heat rings. If you see a ring going all the way around the hoof, there has been an issue and possibly a chronic issue.
That's a fact.
They have gotten a little hot, little founder laminitis, and it's going to grow down, and pretty soon you're not going to have any wall to stand on for a little while.
That's right, yeah. So, and the owner may not be aware of it.
No.
And may not have a clue.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
that's and right. If that coronary band's got a little swelling in it, buyer beware.
But excellent work. Yeah, that's some great information there, big feller. And thank you for Farrier's File.
My pleasure.
Now, if these good folks want to get a hold of you and you want to say, hey, come take a look at this horse for me before I buy it, how are they going to get a hold of you?
Just belly up to the old confuser and go to clearoutwest.com and send us an email at cowboys@clearoutwest.com.
That's right. If they would like to request a dick pic,
DICK@clearoutwest.com.
You got it. Leave us a voicemail, 307-360-8776. And, of course, Pony Express rides clear to our house. We had them checked out before we saddled them
up. No problem.
Yeah. P.O. Box 1547, Pinedale, Wyoming 82941.
Keep moving. Quick.
Let's do it, shall we? Now, I wanted to get another poem in
this
here.
Has to be done.
That's right. So we're going to get this poem in before some music, okay?
Right.
Yvonne Hollenbeck is riding along with us. This is a great poem. This is called Truth in Advertising.
She was lonely in a city, in a life she'd learned to hate, and she thought that it would help if she could find herself a mate. For weeks she checked the classifieds, the lonely people kind, looking for the type of man that she would like to find. Alas, she happened on one that really caught her eye, and she knew at once that this would be the perfect kind of guy. The ad read he was lonely and looking for a wife, one who liked to cook and would enjoy his country life. It said he lived alone on a large Wyoming spread, and her heart began to flutter from this ad that she just read. Romance began to blossom as they courted through the mail, and both began to thinking that this match could never fail. She caught a train to Casper. It's a good thing it was night, 'cause vision isn't good in a railway station light. And you know how you can visualize a body and a face, and when you finally meet them, you were really way off base? Well, she'd seen them in the movies and all those Western scenes, and the image of a cowboy had for years been in her dreams. Why, even cowboy poets like Baxter, Jess, and Pat are tall and dark and handsome. But this dude was short and fat. He had a big potato nose, a red and runny eye, and the cowboy she had dreamed of was a far cry from this guy. But there's a lid for every kettle and there's soup for every pot, 'cause a fancy, classy city gal was something she was not. She weighed at least 400 pounds. Most her teeth were gone. As he looked her up and down, he got to thinking something's wrong. But she'd come this far to meet him, so he best give her the test to see how well she'd like it on his ranch out in the West. The station agent told me that it was really quite a sight with him wedged into his pickup headed out into the night. And as you might imagine, it must have been a thrill when he told her that his home was waiting round that distant hill. But she must have been surprised when he finally came to stop. before a wooden wagon with a rounded canvas top. She asked him where his house was, and he answered, "This is it," although he was concerned as to whether she would fit. Now many days have come and gone, and they make a happy pair, although they both were fooled, but neither seems to care. But they learned a real good lesson, and I hope you have learned one too, about the ads you happen on, to check them through and through. Just because a man's a rancher does not mean he punches cows. He might live on a hog ranch, pigging out some sows. And every city gal don't always come with savoir faire. She might just be a country hick that's stuck a living there. So be careful of the classifieds. You better look before you leap, or you could end up in Wyoming in some wagon herding sheep.
Yeah, see,
we had to play that.
We had to play that. Absolutely.
That's
right.
The law.
Truth in advertising, you know, you never know what you're going to get, but it might end up okay, too.
Yeah.
And that's when she started calling us the sow boys instead of
the cowboys.
You betcha. Good
what
stuff.
What a great lady.
All right, now let's go to our next
song, shall we?
You betcha. Kyle Evans is riding along with us. He is in heaven on a horse.
I tried my hand at city life, I guess that I was hoping I could find a better way of living that was laced with happiness and peace of mind. But the bright lights of the city only make this cowboy feel alone. And I found what I've been searching for was waiting all the time right here at home. I'm in heaven on a horse on the wide open prairies of Dakota, where life sings me a melody and my heart sings in harmony. My troubles never been so few before. I've tried to live in different ways where fortune comes but never stays. I'm tired of broken dreams and closing doors. Now nature is my closest friend and I'm content at each day's end, alive and free, and who could ask for more? Now I rest here in the saddle in the shade of this old oak tree, with the cattle grazing peacefully on green summer grass above their knees. As the soft southern breezes gently blow my every care away from me, then I realize without a doubt that I'm exactly where I'm meant to be. I'm in heaven on a horse on the wide open prairies of Dakota, where life sings me a melody and my heart sings in harmony. My troubles never been so few before. I've tried to live in different ways where fortune comes but never stays. I'm tired of broken dreams and closing doors. Now nature is my closest friend and I'm content at each day's end, alive and free, and who could ask for more? Now nature is my closest friend and I'm content at each day's end, alive and free, and who could ask for more?
Boy, howdy, I guess, in heaven on a horse, right? Man, oh, man.
Good stuff. Yeah.
We're talking about buyer beware. Yeah, that's right. Did we cover horse trailers? have we covered horse trailers yet?
I don't think so. Do we want to touch it?
Nope. It's same rule as a pickup.
Right.
So there you go. So that's all I'm going to say about that. Yeah. But it does remind me of a story about the old boy who sold another feller a horse.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And he says, he don't look so good.
Right.
So, and the guy looks him over and thinks, I think he looks pretty decent. Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and buy him.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, bought him for $500, took him home,
yeah.
Brought him back and said, this horse is blind. And yeah. The guy said, I told you he doesn't look so good. Yeah.
Yeah. Lost in translation.
Yeah, yeah, something there. Or not full disclosure.
Or yeah.
Something like that. Yeah,
exactly.
Right. We need to ditch out to a cow commercial. And when we come back, Waddy Mitchell has some poetry for us.
Clear Out West Radio Show can be heard by thousands of people at any given time via radio or the World Wide Web. So why not advertise your product or service right here on Cow Radio? To become part of the Clear Out West advertising family, drop us a line at cowboys@clearoutwest.com or give us a buzz at 307-360-8776. Then you'll be partnered up with the fastest growing radio show of its kind. Enjoy the ride.